Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how God makes himself visible in the world in which we live. Stay tuned. Have you ever wondered about the nature of God? The Bible describes him as spirit, eternal, and invisible. So the question is, how does an invisible God connect with a very visible, physical world? The answer to the question is fascinating. While God in his essential nature is beyond our physical sight, he hasn't left us in the dark. He has a deep desire to be seen, to be known, and to be experienced by his creation. Think of it this way. Imagine an artist who creates a beautiful painting. Wouldn't they want to share it with others to allow its beauty to be appreciated? This is similar to God's heart. And through history, he's revealed himself in the world in three different ways. First and foremost, he's revealed himself through the incarnation. The Bible tells us that God was manifested in the flesh, and referring to Jesus Christ, it says that he is the image of the invisible God. In other words, he walked among us, he spoke with us, and he showed us what the character of God looks like in action. Second, he works through his church, that's us, that is, believers gathered together. The church is meant to be a collective reflection of God's wisdom, power, and love. But it doesn't stop with the church, it actually gets a little bit more personal. The third way God makes himself known is through you and me, individual believers. The way we live, our actions, our words, and even our appearance, these become ways that an invisible God is made visible to the world. We become a living picture of what God looks like in day-to-day life. This idea that we can be a visible representation of the invisible God is both humbling and exciting. Let's continue to unpack this idea of holiness and what it looks like in practical terms. Now, for some, the word holiness might bring up images of strict rules or feeling disconnected from everyday life. But biblical holiness is actually more vibrant than that. Holiness is about allowing the beauty and character of God, his love, his kindness, his wisdom, to allow all of that to shine through us without being covered up or it being obscured. This matters because it's how a world that can't see God directly can still encounter him. The really important thing to understand is that this isn't some impossible standard of perfection. Instead, it's about our everyday lives, the words we speak, the way we act, the way we even present ourselves, because we become windows into the nature of God. Some people might assume that the whole idea of appearance and clothes is a little bit shallow, but the Bible itself teaches that the physical world, including our bodies, isn't unimportant. After all, God created us both as physical and spiritual beings. What we do with the visible aspects of our lives, how we treat them, communicates something about our values and what we believe about this invisible God. It's about intentionality. It's about choices that say, I'm just not focused on the temporal. I represent something that is eternal. When we see physical disciplines as an act of worship, when we consider how our attire might either honor God or distract people from him, then this isn't about rules. It's about offering all of ourselves as tools for God to use. The Bible speaks very plainly and clearly about our bodies being temples of the Holy Spirit. That's a powerful image because temples were treated with reverence. They were set apart for a sacred purpose. That's the concept of holiness. Now, we've been talking about holiness as God's brilliance shining through us, influencing how we live, speak, and present ourselves, but we have to also consider what motivates this kind of lifestyle. Is it mere obligation? Is it fear of punishment? Actually, at the heart of biblical holiness, is something beautiful. It is a love story. Because God desires a relationship with us. The entire Bible, from creation onward, paints this picture of a God actively pursuing His people. And just like any good relationship, it's founded on love. God's deep love for us and our love in return. In the Bible, this relationship is often described as a covenant. Think of it like a marriage, a bond made before witnesses based on mutual love and commitment. Each partner in marriage sets themselves apart for the other. They are no longer just individuals, but a unit. Holiness is similar. When we love God, we want to be pleasing to Him, so we begin to set ourselves apart, not out of fear, but because we understand that we belong to God and we want to be used for His purposes. So we become God's treasure, His special possession. This kind of separation isn't about isolation, it's about dedication. Like any relationship, this covenant with God demands faithfulness. In marriage, this means keeping promises and resisting temptations that would violate that bond. It's the same in our relationship with God. The world is full of things that pull us away from Him. It's full of distractions, idols, pursuits that aren't in line with His will. But true love for God motivates us to resist these things and to stay set apart for Him. Of course, none of us are perfect. We all have our times where we slip up, where we somehow break covenant. But the good news is, just as love in a marriage motivates forgiveness, God's love is abundant, ready to restore us when we turn back to Him. This love-based covenant with God, that's what holiness is all built on, is a daily choice to remain faithful, set apart, and dedicated to the One who loves us more than we can comprehend. That's a powerful motivation to live in a way that lets His light shine through us. But biblical holiness isn't just about our personal walk with God. It has a ripple effect that spreads into the world that is around us. Our individual holiness is actually a powerful tool for sharing the gospel. Remember, the whole point of revealing Himself is so that people can come to know Him. Think about it. When people in our communities, our neighborhoods, our coworkers, even strangers, see something different in us, something that reflects peace, kindness, or integrity, it creates curiosity. Our lives become like a billboard for Jesus without us having to say a word. People see Christ in us, and it makes them want to know the source of what they're seeing. Now here's the idea of distinctiveness and where it comes in. In the Bible, believers are called to be separate from the world. This doesn't mean building walls and isolating ourselves. Instead, it's about intentionally living counter to the harmful trends and philosophies of the world. Things like materialism, greed, or the pursuit of pleasure at any cost. There's a real-life example of this that made a huge impact. In the country of Colombia, the Apostolic Church experienced incredible growth. In fact, in the book Explosion of People Evangelism by Donald C. Palmer, the author discusses the challenges of reaching Colombia with the gospel. When speaking of apostolics, Palmer states, "In their standard of dress and behavior, in their attitude common to forms of entertainment, and in the extent to which they generally abstain from the affairs of society and the community, Pentecostals are more separated and otherworldly than other Protestants." Palmer goes on to explain the views of apostolics regarding hair, makeup, music, drinking, dancing, movies, clubs, and sports. And Palmer states that the Apostolic Church was the largest and fastest growing church in Colombia at the publication of his book. He notes that part of the reason for the growth of the Apostolic Church in Colombia was based on the non-orthodox methods of Bill Drost, including every member being active of evangelism and the distinctiveness of the Apostolic Church in terms of holiness. And so here's the challenge in today's world where it's tempting to blend in and go with the flow. Are we willing to be different? Are we willing to consider other choices in entertainment, in how we spend our money, in how we live at work or at school, in light of how they either reflect or obscure Jesus to the people that are around us. Think of it intentional, missional-minded holiness. It isn't always comfortable, but it is powerful. And so we've been talking again a lot about holiness in terms of its brilliance and shining through us and it influencing how we live. But does this mean that we all have to be the same? Is there a specific checklist of do's and don'ts that defines biblical holiness? Well, the answer is it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Remember, God cares about inner beauty, a heart transformed by His love. This inner beauty naturally leads to outward changes, not because of rigid rules, but because we want to honor God with every part of our lives. Now, this isn't always easy because we're bombarded with worldly messages telling us what to wear, what to watch, what success looks like. So how do we practically live out holiness in a way that's authentic? First, we have to look to Scripture. What does the Bible say about our speech, our choices in entertainment, the way we handle relationships, how we work, and our appearance? All of these areas speak volumes about who we are and about what we value. For example, the Bible tells us to set guards over our tongues, to avoid gossip and negativity, and instead use words to build up others. It also encourages us to fill our minds with things that are true and honorable, not things that pollute our thoughts. And so this impacts what we set before our eyes. It impacts what we listen to. Our relationships are meant to reflect Christ's love. Whether it's friendship, marriage, even interactions with strangers, we're called to show kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. And so this all leads to some hard choices. Think about how much time you spend or how much money you spend on things. Do these things align with what being a person set apart for God should look like? Is generosity a priority, or are you always chasing after the next material thing? And yes, the Bible does celebrate the unique ways men and women reflect God. None of this is necessarily about perfection because we all have moments where we fall short. But holiness at its core is a journey of becoming more like Jesus day by day and choice by choice. Now that we've explored the concept of holiness, not as a set of restrictive rules, but as a radiant beauty of God shining through us to a world that desperately needs to see Him, we've learned that holiness begins with a love relationship with God. As we grow closer to Him, we naturally want to be set apart for His purpose to reflect His character in everything we do. Our words, our actions, how we present ourselves, all of these become ways we reveal the invisible God to the world. This kind of holiness is a powerful missional tool. When people see something different in us, something that reflects God's love, peace, and integrity, it sparks curiosity and draws them closer to the source of that life. Remember, God created both women and men in His image, and each of us have unique ways of expressing our devotion to Him. This plays out in how we live our daily lives, the choices we make, and the way we interact with the world. Ultimately, holiness is a lifelong journey. It's about intentionality, yielding ourselves to God, allowing Him to transform us and to make us more like Jesus every day. The world around us might not always understand our commitment to holiness, but they can't deny its impact. That's how we make Christ visible, and that is what changes lives. As Hebrews 12 and 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Thank you for joining me on All Things Apostolic this week. We look forward to seeing you next week.